All right, it's with great pleasure that I introduce the next esteemed speaker, Dr. Polifka, Dr. Barbara Polifka. She is a professor and the Shirley B. Powers Endowed Chair for Research at the University of Louisville School of Nursing and Norton Healthcare. She has completed and published research in lead poisoning prevention, poison prevention, healthy homes, disaster preparedness, public health nursing, and public health services. Dr. Polifka?
Thank you. And I do need to and want to acknowledge my co-author, Dr. Rosemary Chaudhry, in the back. Say hi, Rosemary.
Hey.
All right. And neither one of us have any relationships to disclose. We're going to kind of switch topics here and talk about physician descriptions, ANA standards, and public health essential services. I do need to mention first that this project was funded by the Public Health Practice-Based Network National Coordinating Center. It was a quick strike grant that we got from Robert Wood Johnson Foundation, so we are grateful to them. All right, position descriptions, as you all know, you've had position descriptions that you worked under, right? This is not news. You understand what these are. They define your practice, they align positions with organizational values, operations, and they are the focus of performance evaluations. So that's, you know, kind of a quick overview. There have been published reports about position descriptions in the literature relating to school nurses, community mental health centers, ICUs, outreach, CNSs, and NPs. Rosemary and I got interested in this topic a few years ago when we heard Michelle Issel at ASHNE talk about a study that she did where she and her colleagues reviewed 18 position descriptions from staff nurses at six local hospitals in Illinois and in Washington State. And they reported on the results, and there was some discrepancy between the standards and the position description. So Rosemary and I were interested in that, wanted to expand that to Ohio. So that's what this study is about. And this is our second wave of analysis. We have the first wave published in the Journal of Public Health Management and Leadership, is that it? Yeah. Where we looked at position descriptions from directors of nursing and managers and compared them to ANA standards and council linkages. So now this study, we're looking at the position descriptions for staff nurses in Ohio and comparing them to ANA standards, scope and standards for public health nursing, the 2007, not the brand new ones, the 2007 ANA standards and the 10 essential services. And we also wanted to categorize those statements and position descriptions that didn't fit either the ANA standards or the 10 essential services. So we considered those task statements, and we'll look at those. And these were statements and position descriptions that were just sort of out there on their own, not combined with other more broader statements. In addition, we also did look at statements and position descriptions and mapped them to the Council of Linkages and the Quad Council competencies, but we're not reporting on that data at this point in time. All right, so you all should be familiar with the 2007 ANA performance standards for public health nursing, so I'm not going to go through those, but I'm just going to put them up there and sort of refresh your memory what they're about and make sure you understand. Remember that there are 20 of them total. There's 16 standards and then the four substandards under implementation. And then the 10 essential services for public health, I know you're all aware of them, began just to, you know, put them out there and make sure you remember what they're about. Give you a second to kind of quickly peruse those. So those are the things we're comparing, position descriptions to the ANA standards and the 10 essential services. So what we did, this study was exempt from human subjects review. And we did this study at Ohio State University when we were both employed at that time. We wanted to get position descriptions from as many health departments in Ohio as we could, and there are 124 of those in Ohio. There are 88 counties, so many counties have more than one health department. And we went through a mechanism where we let people know the study was coming and we were going to ask them for position descriptions. We did that in many ways, and then we asked for the position descriptions as well as some information about health departments. And from those that we did not receive position descriptions, we sent out a second wave of requests. And we did this through email. So most of them came to us via email, or they could send it to us in hard copy, which some of them did. So we received position descriptions from 66 local health departments. That's a little bit over half. And what we were able to do is say there's no significant differences between the health department characteristics of those position descriptions from whom we got position descriptions and those from whom we did not. So we had a pretty good representation. Didn't get everybody. And we chose not to do a random sample. We wanted to get a population. We didn't quite get there, but we got a pretty good sample. We developed a crosswalk, and this was based on ISHL's work. We expanded her crosswalk. We had that, and we were able to expand it. ANA scope and standards were sort of the mainstay of the crosswalk, and then we had the essential services and the other components after that. Each position description was reviewed by two independent reviewers. We initially piloted our review, and then we were able to do it independently, and then the two reviewers would get together. It was myself, Rosemary, and two doctoral students from nursing, one D&P and one PhD student. And we made the decision that there had to be 100% agreement on each of the components, each of the position descriptions. And again, statements that weren't reflective of the scope and standards or the essential services were designated as task statements, and you'll see those. Our analyses were primarily descriptive. We were able to do some ANOVAs and chi-squares. All right, so here's what we found. Again, we were able to get PDs from 66 local health departments. And in Ohio, local health departments are characterized as either city, county, or combined city, county. And so we had a pretty good distribution between those areas. We had 3/4 urban and about 1/4 rural. And we had a pretty good distribution across the different geographic areas. The southeast is the most rural area, so we had fewer from there. All right, we sort of characterized how big the health department was by the number of PHN full-time equivalents. So you can see it was fairly well distributed, and 19% of the health departments had collective bargaining for public health nurses. We did get 161 position descriptions for staff nurses from these 66 health departments. And we looked at when they were approved, and we had most of all, 41% were approved between 2000 and 2009, 39% before that. But 20% had no date, so we had no idea when they would have been approved. Most of the folks reported to a DON or a manager. Less than 1/3 stated that a BSN was required. And almost half used a standardized template. And there were two types of template, one from the state and one from a private company. All right, so here's the results. With regard to the ANA standards, these are on two different slides, so you'll see some of them at the beginning and then a little bit later I'll show you the rest. All right. So on this, of the position descriptions, 161, you can see that 56% mentioned assessment in their position description, so only a little bit, about half. The most common on this slide was health education and health promotion. About 3/4 had that, a little over 3/4. After that came regulatory activities, and then assessment and coordination of services. The least common, outcomes identification, population diagnosis and priorities, and evaluation. Okay. So you can kind of see how all that fell out. So the rest of the scope and standards, collegiality and professional relationships was mentioned in 53%, collaboration in 49%, None of them mentioned professional practice evaluation. Only one mentioned research, 1%. 18% leadership, and so on. So on an average, the PDs had about 6 of the ANA scope and standards out of the 20. And the range was 0 to 13. Okay, so quite a range. But an average of 6 of our standards were in these position descriptions. So looking at the differences in the average number of ANA standards by subgroups, we did find some significant differences. Health departments that were larger had more FTEs, had more, significantly more standards mentioned. And we found some differences by geographic area. The Northwest and Central had more of the scope and standards in them. And the Northwest is the Cleveland area, and the Central is the Columbus area. So these were two major urban areas in Ohio. And so they mentioned this, the position descriptions from those health departments mentioned more standards. All right, essential services. All 10 of them are here, and you can see how they fell out. The most common was inform, educate, and empower, followed by linkages. And those of you that attended the Sunday night dinner, Betty Beckmeyer mentioned that linkages was the most common thing we do. Well, according to these scope and or these essential services, education was, and then followed by linkages. So yeah, we're just very close to that. And that was followed by monitoring health status and enforcing laws and regulations. So less common was research, mobilizing community partnerships, and diagnose and investigate. So we had an average of 4 of the essential services in the position descriptions, with a range of 0 to 9. Okay. All right, so differences by the mean number of essential services by subgroups. We had a few significant differences. Those that used a template had more essential services. And again, we saw some differences by the geographic area in Ohio, with the most common being in the Northwest and the Central, and the least common in the least number in the Southeast, which again is the rural area. So there is some differences in geography there. All right, here are the categorization of the task statements. So when we had task statements, that these are statements that were sort of on their own, didn't fit in any of the scope and standards, didn't fit in the essential services. And what we found, I apologize, this isn't on the slide, but there were 126 or 78% of the position descriptions had these kind of task statements. So you can see, you can kind of go down, these are in chronological order, the most common being order immunizations. How many of you had that in your baccalaureate or whatever degree, you know, education, that you had to learn how to order immunizations? That's not part of what we educate our nurses to do, but it's part of the description, the task statements that are in their PDs. Lice checks, blood pressure screenings. Now you may say some of these would fall into, you know, assessment or whatever, but these were statements that were not really part of anything else larger. It didn't say, you know, in doing assessments you'll do blood pressure checks. They were just all on their own. Blood pressure checks, lice checks, make appointments, assist the provider in the clinic, prepare and maintain clinic records. These are part of our position descriptions. Okay, you can keep looking. Call in refills. Okay. Data entry. All right. So these 126 position descriptions that mentioned had these kind of task statements. They had an average of 6.2 task statements, the range 0 to 19. So some position descriptions had a lot of task statements. Just kind of hang in there. All right, we did see differences in the average number of task statements by various subgroups. If they did not have an approval date on their position description, there were more task statements. If they were based on a template, there were more task statements. Rural areas had more task statements. County and combined local health departments, compared to the city ones, had more task statements. And those from the Northwest and the Southwest had more task statements. Okay. So these were kind of surprising results to us. I don't know. Position descriptions addressed an average of 30% of the scope and standards and 40% of the essential services. There were no ANA standards or essential services that were included in all of the position descriptions, and no position description included all of the standards or essential services. All right, fewer than half of both the public health nursing standards and essential services were addressed in this sample. So what does that mean? We found this as a real concern for a profession that has a social mandate and has standards and competencies. So what we don't know is how aware health departments are and how aware public health nurses are of our standards and our essential services. They're not incorporated, for the most part, into our position description. So is there a lack of awareness? So we pose the question, should there be a standard overall position description for public health nurses? Though that's one of the areas that Ohio's working on and looking at. So with that, say thank you.